Hello everyone, very welcome once again to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 3, Episode 21, 2196. Let me bring to you this time a report of novel function of evidanolide. It's a derivative, 2,3-dihydroxy-3-beta-methoxyvidafrin-A. For ease, we call it methoxyvidafrin-A. The report comes from Dialab Sukuba team. They have earlier reported that methoxyvidafrin-A is non-toxic. It lacks anti-cancer activity and is good for normal cells, offering them protection against a variety of stresses. The team works on the mechanisms and manipulation of circadian rhythm due to its obvious tight relation with quality of life. Circadian rhythm is a relatively robust phenomena and very difficult to modulate. This time, they report that methoxyvidafrin-A lengthened the circadian period in the cellular level. They studied the molecular mechanism of this activity and found that methoxyvidafrin-A directly interacts with the nuclear orphan receptor, RORA, and works as an inverse agonist. Let me answer some obvious questions here. Methoxyvidafrin-A is a component of ashwagandha and very close derivative of vidafrin-A, which is a popular and anti-cancer ingredient. In contrast to vidafrin-A, methoxyvidafrin-A is an inert compound. Only a few functions of this compound are reported so far. In this study, the team shows that it interacts with nuclear orphan receptor RORA with low affinity. It works as an inverse agonist of RORA. Oh well, what is RORA? It's transcriptional factor of BMAL1 that works as a major non-redundant transcription factor for circadian rhythm system. So RORA is considered as a key factor to stabilize the circadian rhythm. So the direct modulatory effect of methoxyvidafrin-A for RORA affects to BMAL1 expressing yielding period lengthening effect. How about in vivo effects? They do not know yet, but do expect to see some positive effects. Probably it's good time to be reminded how ashwagandha has been recommended as an anti-stress and adaptogenic herb and also offers good quality sleep. This report adds one more credit to this miracle herb, and this is holding power to modulate the circadian rhythm and related ailments. Of course, further laboratory and clinical studies are required to put these potential to practical benefits. Cheers. Stay connected.